Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is to
believe. We worship you, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. You are worthy of praise this evening, Lord. Hey, there is none that can be compared unto you, Lord. That is why we worship you. That is why we worship you. That is why we bow at your feet, Lord. That is why we prostrate before you, Lord. That is why we kneel before you, Lord. That is why we wave unto you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We give you the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Come and take absolute control this evening, Holy Spirit. Take charge, Holy Spirit. Take charge, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Somebody shout a believing amen. Amen. Come on, shout, clap, shout, clap. Give glory unto your name, Jesus. I can't feel you. I can't feel you. Come on, give glory unto Jesus. Wow. Wow. Is it not a blessing to be in the presence of God? Amen. It's a blessing to be in the presence of God this lovely evening the Lord has blessed. And I believe that God is going to touch our lives. Amen. 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 Whilst we are still standing, John chapter 12, verse 20 to 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th to the 21st verse. Powerful scripture. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It said, now there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we will see Jesus. I want us to read it together. I want us to read it together, whether it's in Chi, whatever language it is. I want us to read it together. John, the 12th chapter, the 20th, 21st verse. It says, and there, ready, go. And there were certain Greeks amongst them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, sir, we will see Jesus. Sir, we want to see Jesus. Sir, we desire to see Jesus. It's a powerful time in the presence of God, and I believe that God is going to touch your lives and the word of God is going to impact your life this evening. Amen. As your head is bowed, let's pray. Holy Spirit, this is your servant. Teach your word, take charge, and do a new thing in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated on glorious thrones. Amen. We thank God so much for the life of our father, the prophet, Dr. Kofi Odru. We thank him for the opportunity that he has given unto us to also serve under to serve the Lord under his feet. And I believe that God has done a wonderful thing with us. And I thank God so much for his life. I thank God for the life of the first lady who was a blessing unto us last Sunday at the city. It was powerful at Alabaster City. We thank God for their lives wherever they are. We salute them. We know that they are watching. And we bless God for their lives. Thank you for the prayers and opportunity, Papa. Thank you. So John chapter 12, verse number 20 to 21 has been a scripture that we have been studying, that we have been working with. It has been our foundation scripture since the beginning of W3. And it's going to be our foundation scripture for life. And it's a very powerful and deep scripture that I find so amazing, because every time, my dears, please. Lovely worship. God bless you so much. You may be seated. Bonsoir. It's an amazing and powerful scripture that God gave a revelation unto our father to be our foundation scripture for life. And every time our father mentions the scripture, there is deep revelations and deep insights that God brings unto us concerning it. And this evening, I believe that that scripture is going to be a foundation that we are going to leap on to have some ideas and some concepts concerning Jesus Christ this evening. And I believe that God is going to touch your lives. It was talking about the Greeks. Chin or say, na hella phobia wo ho a wo mo ba se wo mo ba be sori wo afa che na se. Na wo mo ba se wo mo ba be hwe Yesu. And that Helaphon, which is the Greek, was the elite of the time. Say ye can elite of the time, ma ye ka say wom na wom ye superpower of the time. Ye can ka wom na ko wom ye United States of America at the time. Wom na na e ye European Union at the time, because they were controlling affairs at the time. When we talk about the Greek at the time, they were the intellectuals. They were the learned people. They were the astute people. They were the people who knew the science and astrology of the time. When we talk about studies into math, that is why we mention people. When we talk about philosophy, we mention names like Plato. We mention names like Socrates. We mention names like Archimedes' principle. All that came from the Greek clouds, because they were learned people. So why is it that these people who are learned, who understood things, who were brilliant? Yes, they say most of the basis of our chemistry, our physics, our biology, most of the basis of our philosophy and sociology and psychology of this time is based on the teachings of the Greeks. Meboa, mo amako university ni echi. Munim say, ye nyoma ye yese say no. Se uko school, uko suya de uko legoni so ye philosophy. You hear the name Plato, you hear the name Socrates, you hear all these names. Why? Because they were learned people. Amen. But you see, all these in their learnedness, in their eliteness, in the fact that they understood the literatures and the things that were going on in their times, they lacked something. They lacked something. They didn't have a particular thing in their life that will propel them onto the next level. They lacked it. Yeah, so I'm not here. No, you can't say a principle be velocity ratio. You can't about biology said your papa ni pa kwa exercise the body mu. You can't about gravity. Yeah, all the diffusion and osmosis and you can't even they understood it, but they lack something. I said they lack something. There was something that they needed that they didn't have, and that thing was put in one person on this earth, and they needed to look for that person. Listen, I want to announce to you, you may understand the science of this time. You may understand the movements of cars. You may understand all these things. But if you don't have Jesus, you are missing out on something. I say you are missing out on something. That is why every day our Father stands here and talks about nothing else but what? Jesus. They lacked one thing, and what they lacked was Jesus Christ. They had achieved everything. They were architects. They were the builders of the time, but they lacked Jesus. They lacked Jesus. They had money. They controlled wealth. But they lacked something. They lacked something. They didn't have. So the Bible says that when they came to the feast, they saw nothing else. They didn't look for the drinks that were being served at the feast. They didn't look for the food that was being served at the feast. They didn't look for anything else, but they went out and sought after the only person that has the answer, the only person that has the solution, the only person, and that person was what? Jesus. That person was who? I can't hear you. That person was who? There was a vacuum created in their lives. Listen, on this earth, there is a vacuum in nature and there is a vacuum in man. But the only thing that can fill that vacuum is Jesus Christ. The only thing that can be a filling part that can bring you fulfillment, that can fill you, is only Jesus Christ. So when they came, they didn't seek after anything. Yeah, many of us, we come to church seeking after many things.
And we come to church looking for a husband. We come to church looking for a wife. We come to church looking for the latest kabba style. We come to church looking for the latest shoe that somebody is wearing. Even some people come to church to calculate the preaching of the preacher. Yeah. Some people come to church not to look for anything, but they are come to see whether Prophet Kofi Odoro is around. I want to see Prophet Kofi Odoro. If Prophet Kofi Odoro is not there, then I won't stay in the church. But these people came. They didn't look for John. They didn't look for Peter. They didn't look for James. They didn't look for any of them. They sought after the one who's alive, the one who has the answer. And the only person they came and sought after was who? Jesus Christ. There is a reason why we look for Jesus. There is a reason why we seek after Jesus. There is a reason why anytime we come into the house of God, we don't look for anything else. We don't think about the attire that we are wearing. We don't think about the wife or the husband that we brought in. We don't think about our problems because we are seeking after who? Jesus. We are seeking after Jesus. We are seeking after Jesus. We are looking for Jesus. We are looking for Jesus. We want to see him. We want to see him. We want to have an encounter with him. We want to have a relationship with him. We want to walk with him. The encounters that we had in the Bible, we want to have it. That is the reason why we come to Jesus. That is the reason and nothing else. Many a times people come and when they come and they are not seeing that so there is a miracle happening, they think that Jesus is not there. If they come and the prophet didn't say that I in the realms of the spirit, no, prophetically, no, me whom better to say is see what dinosaur now better way the nitia, but better way I'm a better way I say you think that there is nothing going on. You have a wrong reason for coming to church. I said you have a wrong reason for coming to church. The reason why we come to church is to see Jesus. To have an encounter with. I can't hear you. To have an encounter with. That is the only reason why we come to church. Why do we seek Jesus? I want to tell you that the first reason why we seek Jesus is because he's the mediator. I said it's because he's the mediator. Because Jesus Christ is the mediator. What do we mean by when we say a mediator? A mediator is a middleman. Is what? A middleman is a go-between, a betweener. As somebody who settles issues between two people. So we can say that when Mama Lizzie is having a problem with Mama Comfort, I become the mediator, the middleman to settle the issue between them. Jesus Christ came as a mediator because God has had an issue with us. We were walking in sin. We were walking in filth. We were walking in debt. We were German four. We were armed robbers. We were stealers. We were all sort of things, but he came to mediate. God had turned his face away from us because God is a righteous God and cannot work with sinners. Our Papa Kadebia, God does not work with a Jimmy four. If you walk in filth, say, oh, I'm a boss, shemo. Say, oh, I'm a jamemo. Oh, I'm chumu chumumu. Oh, I'm yoma and semfata. God cannot work with you. But, if you can seek for the mediator, if you can seek for the mediator, who is Jesus Christ? He can stand in the gap for you. He can stand in the gap for you. So Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 13. Hebrews chapter number 9, verse number 13 to 15. Listen to what the Bible says. It says, for if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh. Let's go. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. He purges your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Go, 15. And for this cause, he is the mediator. For this cause, he is the mediator. Because we had gotten to a point whereby the blood of bulls and goats couldn't do anything for us. It couldn't atone for our sins because now boni ashe nipa ma, now boni nipa ejare boni, said ye enemremu, yade boni ejare, said ye enemrem, yade Nyoma and Semfata, I say a woman. We needed a mediator. So Jesus Christ came in and he says that, and for this cause, he is the mediator. He is the middleman. Yeni a radin tem ye basa, but we needed somebody to come and stand in the gap and bring us together again. Adam caused a division, but Jesus Christ came as a mediator to bind us together again. Adam came and broke that covenant that we had with God, but Jesus came as a middleman, as a betweener. Or not near radia kase erado di enye shiwai. Fane boni cheno. Steve ye onye pa. Steve ne boni edoso. Nansu I want to put my life down and use my blood to wash it so that he can have access to you. So Jesus came as a mediator. So why do we seek Jesus? We seek him because he can intervene for us. He can stand in the gap for us. We don't look for him for a car. We don't look for him for a house. But we look for him so that he can mediate and we can make it to heaven. He's a mediator. Put the scripture there. He said, and for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the remission of the transgression that were under the first testament, they which are called mighty receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Jesus Christ came as a mediator. That is why we look for him. We don't look for him for anything, but come and stand in the gap. I had to say there, now, Papa say, oh, to your school fees, you, Emma. Now, Mammy, about say, oh, Admiral, me pouch your wife, me bay, shen, mammy, why, me bay, me pouch. So, Jesus Christ comes into the picture and begin to plead on your behalf. So the next thing we come to seek Jesus for is because he's our advocate. He's our advocate. Jesus is our advocate. Who is an advocate? An advocate is a person that pleads your cause for you. It's a person that pleads your cause. Oh, temjina fu. Oh, jina tem emao. Now, oh, chichawa semno emao. When you go to court, you need an advocate. Yang go for your dinner court. Petition. John Mahama to minko jina ho. President to minko jina ho. Enko kasa amane ho. So he needs somebody to speak on his behalf. He needs somebody to become an advocate to plead his cause for him. To plead the scores for him. It's a comfort chachuchi kata to do what? To plead the scores for him. And now, president, now don't so akwakofa ampau. And so to do what? To plead the scores for him. The same way, we got to a point whereby we needed somebody to stand in the gap for us, to plead our cause for us. Kaya semi maye, ko ya papa eradin yanko poenim. Na ko kachane se, ya bonye tiano, ya fomno, ba ya pao chow, ya pane chow. It's ko kaya se mami. So we had an advocate in who? Christ Jesus. We had an advocate in Christ Jesus. We had an advocate in Christ Jesus. So 1 John chapter 2, verse number 1 and 2. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 1 and 2. He says, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. We have an advocate with the Father. That means that, you see, many of us, we have fallen from the grace of God. Many of us, we came into Christ, we knew Christ, but in some way, somehow, we fell on the way. Some way, somehow, but even in that, when we repent and come back, we have somebody who pleads our cause for us. Jesus, God doesn't want to see us anymore, but Jesus Christ comes and says that, this one too, I died for him. This one too, I died for him. This one too, my blood is working for him. This one to my blood is washing him. If that person, I'm not talking about somebody I'm talking about somebody now come and be my advocate. It's Jesus in a honoma or say erade mi wuji we fan we mojaninti. The fact that I died on the cross, forgive. So we have an advocate. Temjina for or kaya samama. Your lawyer, I your friend Jesus Christ. Put the scripture back there. Let's get what he said. He said, my little children, alabaster ma, these things I write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate. Can you put the tree there near here? Tree, how it picks the way. We have an advocate. Temjinafo. We have an advocate. So we come to church to look for that advocate. We come to see Jesus. The Greeks came to see Jesus because, listen, their chemistry and their faces had led them into heresies. It has led them into blasphemy. It has led them to think that they own the world and know it well. But they needed somebody to speak for them. So they came to see Jesus. Jesus, kokebi maye. Kokebi we radie ni maye. Ose me mankuma. Merechre yenuma bremo. Na mwa nye bone. Na se obi ye bone ya. Ye wo okama fuobi. Ye wo okama fuobi. Yawa okama fuobi. We came to see Jesus because of your kama fuo. Ye basiye behu Jesus because onona se ye ton soche mwa. Onona se ye ton manye mwa. Obe kebi amaye. Yawa okama fuobi. Ejanon chen. Come up no woo ye. Yeah, come up. Many people said that they follow many religions, and all the people they died but didn't rise up again. Some said that they were going to take the keys of death, life and death, but they didn't come back. But yeah, what come up for me? Ah, or what a janon chair. Onone otimi ni ni Yesu Christo. Onone otimi ni ni Yesu Christo. So we came to see Jesus because Jesus is our advocate. He's our advocate. He's our mediator. He's our advocate. He's our mediator. When you read 1 Timothy 2:5-6, he says something about the mediator. I want you to. He said, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men. The man Christ Jesus. Muhammad cannot be your, mediator. Buddha cannot be your mediator. Hindu cannot be your mediator. Hare Krishna cannot be your mediator. We have only one. The man Christ Jesus. The man Christ Jesus. That is why we came to see who? Jesus. We came to see the man, Christ Jesus. We came to see the man, Christ Jesus, and nothing else. Nothing else. So why do we seek Jesus? Number three, we seek Jesus because John chapter number 14, verse number 6. John chapter number 14, verse number 6. Come on, take me there. John chapter number 14 says that what? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. He saith unto me, I am the way. I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I am the way. Highlight the way for me. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Listen, when we were in school, cultural studies, religious and moral education, whatever studies will tell us that there are many ways to see God. But the scripture is powerful. It's telling us that what they told us that Akonedi is a way to God is a lie. That what they told us that Tafu Bruku is a way to God was a lie. What they told us that Muhammad is a way to God was a lie. The only way to God is what? Jesus. So if you are following any other way, then you are wrong. So the Greek, they followed after astrology that it is a way to see God. They realized that it is not the way, so they sought after the way. So they came and said that what we want to see Jesus because we want to come to God. So the fact that we come to church is what? To know the way. To know the way. And the way is to see what? Jesus. Put the scripture there. I'm not done. The way is to see Jesus. So number three, the reason why we come to Jesus is because we want to know the way. We want to know the way. Number four, he said, Jesus saith unto them, I am the truth. I am the truth.
Listen, many of the experiments, any research, they are all seeking what truth. They are all seeking what truth. Obiaye research or hwehwe nokre a ewo adie bi mu se eye nokre se sa microphone we se ye kasa wo mu a ebetumi aye adwuma na they are looking for truth. So the Greeks were seeking truth. That's why they were studying a lot, but they found out that there was no truth in what they were studying, because Yesu ni adie no ma nokre enye den enni mu. If Jesus is not in the picture, there is no truth in it. 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 So John chapter 17, verse number 17, he says that nothing can sanctify you on this earth except the truth. So he says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Who is the word of God? The word of God is Jesus. So sanctify them through your truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. It's the truth. If you are looking for truth concerning anything in this world, look for Jesus. Go to the next verse. Sanctify them through their truth. Thy word is true. And as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Next verse. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Through the truth. So that you'll be sanctified through Christ Jesus. There is no sanctification. There is nothing that washes white as snow. There is nothing that can wash you clean. There is nothing that can wipe your sins away. There is nothing that can clean you except what? The truth. And the truth is who? Christ Jesus. So anytime we step into the house of God, we are looking for the truth. We are looking for the truth. We are looking for sanctification. So if you read John chapter 1, verse number 14, it says, And the word became flesh. John chapter number 1, verse number 14. And the word became flesh, and it dwelt amongst men, and we beheld. And we beheld his glory. The glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. If you are looking for truth, look for Jesus. Look for Jesus. Look for Jesus. No krebia woshisha wa debia wu ye biemono. And ye Yesu Christo chain in the world. So put back my scripture. Kadabaya bro zibrende. John chapter 14, verse number 6. John chapter number 14, verse number 6. Are you there? Are you there? So Jesus saith unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus saith unto him, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Why are we seeking after Jesus? We are seeking after Jesus because he's the carrier of life. He's the carrier of life. You cannot get it in anything else but in who? Jesus Christ. You cannot get life in anything else. There is no life. There is no energy. There's no strength. There is nothing in it except in who? Jesus Christ. Go to John chapter number 1, verse number 1. John 1, verse number 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Go on. The same was in the beginning with God. Move quickly. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Listen, when you are looking for life that can bring light into your life, it is Jesus Christ. There is nothing that contains life. There is no life in alcohol. There is no life in womanizing. Some people think like, there is no life in it. The Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right unto man. When you are sleeping with a girl, you think that, oh, but life, you think that it is right. There is a way that seemeth right unto man. When you are drinking beer, you think that it is a right thing that will bring life unto you. But that thing does not carry life. That is why when you finish drinking and you go and sleep in your room, you begin to cry, you begin to worry. Because there is no life in it. But when you have Jesus, you can sleep, you can give glory unto God, because there is life in Jesus. It is he that quickeneth that which is dead. He has what? Life in him. He said, in him. There is life in Jesus. If you are looking for life anywhere, you cannot get it. The only place that you can have life is in Jesus Christ. There is no place that you can have life but in Christ Jesus. John 10:10 says that the thief does not come but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come. The thief cometh not but to steal. He will come and steal your joy. He will come and steal your happiness. He will come and steal your health. He will come and steal your money. He will come and steal your children. He will kill them and he will destroy them. But I come that they might have life. I come, but they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. What? That drink will not give you life. It will kill you. It will steal your money. It will destroy your life. When it finishes, it will put you in the grave. But when you drink Jesus Christ, say, we charge Jesus quarter. Now we try Jesus full bottle. Now we try Jesus bubra. We try Jesus bubra. He says that you have life and you have it what? More abundantly. My God. In him is life. In him is life. No, and you know the lovely thing about it? When he gives you life, he doesn't give you life just like that. He gives you eternal life. He gives you eternal life. He doesn't just give you life. He gives you eternal life. So John chapter 3, verse number 14 and 16. 14 to 16. John chapter number 3, from 14 to 16. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Go. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Have eternal life. Next verse, that is the one everybody knows. Ready? Go. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. Everlasting life. So when you look for Jesus, you are not looking for anything, but you are looking for eternal life. You are not looking for a life that will last for a while. Because say when you are walking, you see, oh, in a me papere wunti, as me track a crana made the my real horse. You go and track a crab, but that's why I bet it's when this. You see, the pleasure is for a while. My main call mini girl in quadanamin to me also. It's just 5 minutes pleasure. But you know what that 5 minutes pleasure is going to do to you? It's going to take you to eternal damnation. It's going to take you to eternal destruction. But have a little bit of Jesus Christ. I said, have a little bit of Jesus Christ. Have a little bit of Jesus. And you have what? Eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. Eternal life. So John chapter 6, verse number 67 and 69. To 69. Listen. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? Go. 68. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? To whom shall we go? Wana ni ebe kwa kwa dinechi. Akwane di anase tafu bruku. Wana ni ebe kwa kwa dinechi. Sabo som tantaino ti. Eye kurana mifri wana sinana. No. I am going after you. He said, thou hast the words of eternal life.
So when we come into the house, we are looking for Jesus, because Jesus is the one that can give us eternal life. He wouldn't give us a short life. When you go to that bosom, say, oh, Kwako, Jesus, Kedua, then the time at home, within 3 years, he's taking it back. He's taking your life from you. But when you give your life to Jesus Christ, it is life eternal. It is life eternal. It is life eternal. It is life eternal. That is why we seek Jesus. That is why we seek Jesus. That is why we seek Jesus. That is why we seek Jesus.
Why do we seek Jesus? Because he's the light of the world. We seek him because he's the light of the world. Which light are you looking? The world is so much in darkness. The world is full of darkness. It's full of sin and grows in deep darkness. But there is only one person that gives it light. It is only one person that giveth light. And that light that is given only emanates from Christ Jesus. It only emanates from Christ Jesus. So John chapter 1 verse number 4. John chapter number 1 verse number 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light that Christ will give to you will bring light. And listen to verse 5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. I don't understand the kind of darkness that is working in your life. But if you can look for Jesus Christ, I don't know the darkness that has engrossed your family. But if you can look for Jesus Christ, the light of God will shine. And when the, you see, when you are in darkness, when you are looking for anything, you can't find it. The reason why you can't see your purpose in life is because you are walking in darkness. Can I announce to you that the reason why you are not seeing your husband or your wife is because you are walking in darkness? You need to seek after Jesus. Because if you seek after Jesus, or best share light, this say now, for your wife, this one. He will just put the spotlight on your wife. He will just put the spotlight and tell you that you don't do anything. What they call and that is the light that I've brought in your life. He said in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light, that's what, it shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Continue. They thought that John was the light, but it wasn't. He said the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 8. He was not that light. He was not that light. He was not that light. I am not that light. Prophet Kofi Odo is not that light. Mama Rita is not that light. Mama Lizzie is not that light. But we bear witness of that light. Verse 9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. The light was Jesus. So when you are coming to church, don't look for me. Don't look to see any man. Come to the light. Come to Jesus. Come seeking after Jesus. And he will bring light into your life. I said he will bring light into your life. He will bring light into your life. So why do we seek after Jesus? Why do we seek after Jesus? Why do we seek after Jesus? Because he carries power. He carries power. He carries power. You know, the Greeks have been doing many things. They have been doing many inventions. But the inventions that they have been doing lacks power. It lacks the instantaneous power that can turn water into wine. It lacks that power. It lacks that power that can just take 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes and multiply it. It lacks that power. It lacks that power that can see blind Bartimaeus shouting and says that you are healed, and pow, the eyes open. It lacked that power. It lacked that power that one day he was walking and a woman came with the son, and the son was dead, and Jesus passed by the son, and the Bible says the son rose up. The son rose up. It lacked that power that can command a man that was dead 4 days. That was dead 4 days. That was dead 4 days. My sister said, by now, there were
wapro na obong. But Jesus said that, remove that stone. Remove that stone. Remove that stone. Remove that stone. Lazarus, come forth. That power, the Greeks didn't have it. So they came to see Jesus because he's the carrier of what? Power. Carrier of power. He carried the power to raise the dead. It doesn't matter what is dead in your life. The power can raise it up. It doesn't matter what is sick in your life. The power can heal. It doesn't matter what is small in your life. The power can multiply it. The power can multiply it. The power can multiply it. That is the Jesus I'm talking about. That is the Jesus I'm talking about. Say, for money multiplication. I laugh. Because the first ATM that was opened on this earth was done by Jesus Christ. He said that, you want us to pay our taxes? Don't worry. Peter, consume that honor. Koto da wani tomb. The first fish that you have, open the mouth, take the money, come and pay mine. Or then the card, which is the dawan or the tomb up and a scanny peer. First it. Ain't like, oh, I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about the man who got the power. Peter and his people had gone fishing. They had gone fishing. They were looking for fish. They were walking around looking for fish everywhere. And they are told all night. Hey, when you talk about James, Peter, Simon, Moa, hey, they were the fishermen of our time. They were the Jamestown skilled fishermen. You got 30 ways of catching a tilapia. James, you're number one. 50 ways. 50 ways of catching Amane. Amane ne Jehefa or Bekwa Kwacheno. But they had toiled all night. They had toiled all night. They didn't have one fish. And Jesus Christ said, you know what? Go in again. Go in again. Cast the net on the other side. Cast the net on the other side. And he said that, Father, Jesus, we have toiled all night. Told him, maybe you're a powerful fish. I'm a carpenter. At thy word, and when the word was spoken,
the fish began to gather.
The fishes began to gather. And the Bible says that when they threw the net in, their nets began to break. Their nets began to break. Their nets began to break. So they began to call all their friends, come around. Most women, man, beg your blessing, maybe. What kind of man is this? What kind of man is this? So when we come into the house of God, we are looking for Jesus Christ. We are looking for the one who is our advocate. We are looking for the one who is our mediator. We are looking for the one who knows the way. We are looking for the one who carries the truth. We are looking for the one who carries the life. The one who can give us eternal life. He's the one we are looking for. And we are looking for the one who carries the power to do strange things and miracles in our lives. But you know the wonderful thing about all these things? All these things, he got the power to save. He got the power to save. It doesn't matter where you have gotten to. It doesn't matter the kind of sin that Odehuankwako for it for him. It doesn't matter where you have gotten to. And from where Jamaica, some of us were some way. The day that I got saved, that day I was moving from here to Cardiff. The day me, I got saved 31st December 2002 into 2003, right here in this house, right here before this pulpit. My plan was that I was moving from here to Cardiff to go and chill. 31st, my baby friend beside the Ebimu, you know, who do you teach him? Who do you teach him? 59, about 12, where you TAP, baby. That was what I was going to do. But when I came into the house, I was full and engrossed in darkness. I was engrossed in darkness. But immediately the light of the word shone on me. Immediately the power to save came upon my life. I could not move again. I began to shake in my chair. I began to feel the power of Jesus Christ upon me. And I began to feel the pain of his blood. The pain that he bore on the cross. And that power came over me. I don't know what pulled me out of my seat to the front, and I lifted up my hands. I lifted up my hands that day and gave my life to Jesus Christ. If I tell you my story, if I tell you my story and where I came from and where God has placed me, you know that there is power in the name Jesus. You know that there is power to save. That is why when I come out, I don't look for anybody else. I don't look for a man. I don't look for a woman, but I look for who? Jesus. I look for Jesus because he has the power to save. He has the power to save. He has the power to save. He has the power to deliver. Acts chapter 4, verse number 12, my last scripture. He has the power to save. He has the power to save. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is no salvation in the ties of a woman. If there was salvation in the ties of a woman, Samson would have been a very mighty man. If there is power between the ties of a woman, power to save. If there was salvation, Solomon, by the time he ended his reign, his heart would have still been with God. I said his heart would have still been with God. If there was power in the middle of a woman's ties, if there was power to save, like David would have walked with the Lord without problems. Without problems. There is no power. If there was power of salvation in alcohol, but there is no power in it. There's no power in it. There's no power that saves in it. If the power to save was in money, many people have been alive by now. Because woman was can woman do so change. Sikan kwa for wa omo deti Ghana has said who nibi. Vaccine crampa ye she should be ye nya scan ya dia tobi. Ye nya scan. They say uko na uko ye corona test. 200 Ghana say, do you have the money? You don't have it. But the power to save. Can you give me the scripture? He said, neither is there salvation in any other. There is no salvation in any man on this earth. Prophet Kofi Odo cannot give you salvation. Pastor Mehdi cannot give you salvation. Mama Lizzie cannot give you salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other name. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we might be saved. There is only one name that saves. There is only one name that saves. And that name is Jesus. This evening, I came to present that Jesus to you. I came to present that Jesus to you. I came to present that Jesus to you. My friends online, I came to present Jesus to you. If today is your first time watching this broadcast, it is Jesus Christ we are preaching here. We are not preaching anything else. We are not preaching man, but we are preaching Jesus Christ. When we came unto you, we saw nothing else, but we saw Jesus Christ and him crucified. And that is what we are preaching to you today. I present to you Jesus Christ. I present to you Jesus Christ. Maybe today is your last day. Maybe today from here, you don't know where you are going. Maybe your end is today. I tell people that the end is coming. You say that the end is far. The day you die, your end has come. The day you die, the end of the world has come for you. So when we are saying the end of the world is at hand, I personalize it because when I die today, the end has come for me. So when the end comes for you today, who is going to be your mediator? Who is going to be your advocate? Who has shown you the way? Who has given you life? Who has given you truth? Who has given it to you? Who has given you the power? Who has? It is only in Jesus. I am presenting it to you. Wherever you are, rise up to your feet this evening. Wherever you are in this building, online, or YouTube, Facebook, podcast, wherever you are, it's Jesus we are presenting to you. It's Jesus we are presenting to you. Nobody else and no other. It's Jesus Christ.
is Jesus Christ. If you don't know him as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to come before him. I want you to bring your heart before him. Surrender with all. This evening, give it all unto him. I did this over 10 years ago, right here in this building. In this building right here, I gave my life to Jesus Christ. At least I am a testimony. I am a testimony of what Jesus can do. If you were looking for one of the vagabonds, one of the ruffians, one of the rough boys on the streets of Tessano and Abeka, I was one of them. But today, I stand before you. Saved by grace. Pray. Bring yourself before the Lord. Surrender it all to him. Wherever you are online, surrender it all to Jesus. Come on. Surrender it all. My blessed Savior.
I surrender.
It's time to let go of that woman. It's time to let go. It's time to let go of that man. It's time to let go of that bitterness. It's time to let go. It's time to let go of that unforgiving heart. It's time to let go. It's time to let go. It's time to let go. Once I have, I don't know. It's time to let it go. Surrender it all to Jesus. Sing it unto the Lord.
I surrender.
Come on. The Holy Spirit to fill you. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and fill you. Have the Holy Spirit to come and live in your life. Ask the Holy Spirit. Be our teacher. Be our comforter. Be our guide, Lord. Bring us understanding, Lord. Holy Spirit, fill us. Tarabako bronzi brendele bakabra. Mandele bakabra. Mandala baka brendele baka bra, zibelendele bo shandala baka brendele bosa, ribele dele bo zibrendele baka bra, ribala dala baka brendele baka bra. Holy Spirit, librendele bo zibrendele baka bra, ribala bala baka brendele baka brendele baka bra. Blessed Savior. Tarabako brosi brendele bakabra, rimandele bozi balabakabre, dabrandala bakabrandele bozi brendele bakabra, rababa balabaka brandele boza balabalabakabre, ribala bakabrendele boza brendele bakabra. Holy Spirit, come and take charge of our lives. Come and order ourselves. Come and order our steps. Come and teach us the way that we should go. Come and lead us, Holy Spirit. Barada barababo zibrende le bakabra. Rebele de bo zibrende le bo zabranda la bakabra. Rebele bo zibrende le bakabra. Brande le bo zibrende le bakabranda la ba. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your word. We thank you that you are a mediator. Thank you that you are advocate, Lord. Thank you that you have given us eternal life. Thank you that you have filled us with your power, Lord. Thank you that you have brought light into our lives. Thank you that every time that we see you and come and seek your face, you show us new things and do new things in our lives. We thank you for salvation. We thank you that souls have been saved tonight. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you don't know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to lay your hand on your heart. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came to die for me. Thank you that your blood has washed my sins. Thank you that you have forgiven me. This evening, I take you as my Lord and personal Savior. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.